Welcome to Continuum's weekly program of early music. Our program today is a little unique from anything maybe we've done before. It's called The Medieval Tristan and Isolde. Of course, most people, when you think of Tristan and Isolde, you think of the Wagner music drama. Well, this is the medieval Tristan and Isolde. It's the medieval story that's told in that time concerning the so-called star-crossed lovers. Tristan and Isolde were lovers who drank a love potion, became involved in love with each other, and then in the end of the opera, they're found by King Mark and both Tristan and Isolde together. And Tristan is wounded by one of Mark's men, and he lay dying. Isolde comes, and Tristan dies in Isolde's arms, and she dies at the end. And in the Wagner opera, the soprano singing the role of Isolde sings what is probably one of the most outstanding arias in all of opera, the famous Liebestod of Love Death. In the 1980s, the Boston Camerata put on a performance, not a stage performance, but a concert performance of the story of Tristan and Isolde, using music from the period, the medieval period, to illustrate that story. And it's that program that we're going to hear at least part of today. However, we're going to begin with one of the early dances from the medieval period. There are very few dances that exist, but this one in particular has a specific name to it. It's called Lamento di Tristano and Arota. The Lamento di Tristan means the lament of Tristan, and Arota is a rather fast dance that follows each of the three sections of the lament of Tristano. The Dufay Collective performed this instrumentally.
Thank you.
the very spirited Rota, based upon the same melody as the Lamento di Tristano. And as I mentioned before, there are very few medieval dances. This particular one is unique because it does mention a specific person in the name of the dance. It's been one of the most famous medieval dances, the Lamento di Tristano, followed by the fast-moving Rota, performed by the Dufay Collective. Now we're going to begin with excerpts from the Boston Camerata production of Tristan and Isolde. This production, as I mentioned before, was done in the late 1980s, and the recording that we're going to listen to was from 1989.
We'll first hear a piece by that famed anonymous composer known as Anonymous, following that Le Lay de Chèvrefeuille. Then we'll hear a section called Tristan in Dublin. First, Les Mortelles Vocalises by Henri Ledroit, then Les Impins Verdoyants. And this is composed by Jean Baudel. Then we'll hear The Sea Voyage from Ireland to Cornwall, and The Love Potion. First, Gottes Namen waren Wien by an anonymous composer. That's the entire ensemble singing and playing. Then, La Fou Fouille dans la Mer, another well-known anonymous composer. Following that, Istatai Egreu Cossier. And this was written by the Contessa d'Adia in the 12th century, the first woman known to have put pen to paper and create music.
Seiner Hage, dem Herzen, den ich Herze trage. Ich will in Wolbe Mähren, von edlen Senedären, ein Mann, ein Wieb, ein Mann. Tristan, Isolde, Isolde, Tristan. Thank you. Und als die von Develin das wieselose Schiffelin in dem Waage ersahen, sie hießen balde gahn und nehmen des Schiffelines wahr. Nu gehörten sall dorther Süße und nach ihr Herzen gehr eine süße Harpfen klingen und mit der Harpfen singen. Isott, die schöne Kunde, mit Handen und mit Munde ihr Sprache da von Develin. Sie kunde Französ und Latin. Fiedeln wohl zu Prise, in wellischer Wiese, von Sanze und Sandenise. Auch sang die selden Rieche, Süße und Wohl von Munde, La douce Isotte, la belle, sie sang ihr Pastorelle. Und also auch der Beritwart Tristan bereite sich zerfahrt. Die Blume von Irland Isotte, die ging ihm an der Hand. Sie stießen an und fuhren dann mit hoher Stimme hobens an und sungen eines und zwir, in Gottes Namen fahren wir.
Gottes Namen fahren wir, seine Gnaden garen wir, nur helf uns die Gottes Kraft und das heilig Grab, da Gott selber inne lag. Petrus, der ist Poet, der uns hier
Hiermit strichen die Kiele hin. Sie beide hätten unter ihnen guten Wind und gute Fahrt. Nun ging auch Tristan zur Hand begrüßen und beschauen die Lichten seine Frauen. Er bat ihn Trinken bringen. Sie trank ungerne und überlang und gab du Tristande und er trank und wanden beide, es wäre Wien. O wie Tristan und Isotte, dies trank ist über beider tot. Alles wider sich, lass dann, Tristan, versinne dich. Wider seinem Willen kriegete er gärte wider seiner Gär.
Bien au valour.
Isotte leit ihr Krieg der Nieder und täte, als es ihr was gewandt. Du Siegellose ergab zur Hand ihr Lieb und ihre Sinne, dem Manne und der Minne.
In part one of our program today of the medieval Tristan and Isolde. Again, this is the Boston Camerata's program or production of Tristan and Isolde in a concert they gave way back in the late 1980s, based upon the Tristan legend and the specific legend which was written about by quite a few people, but the one they refer to is Gottfried von Strasbourg, who died in 2010. He was the author of a number of stories, but Tristan was probably the most famous one in his repertoire. And we're going to begin with part two.
First, we have the segment called The Lovers Discovered. Begins with an interlude, then Serage des Veries. Following that, Jesu Christ, Pange Melus Lacrimosum, d'une fausse hypocrisie, Lux Magna, Alleluia Salva Nos Christe Salvator, Alle Salite Cum Luia, then Exile and Banishment, Gaite de la Tour, and Serage et Derverie.
Tage die Königin uns in Bette blutig fand, davon bist du und in allze Hand, sin Ungedank und sin Unmut, als er den Zweifelhaften tut.
Surage der Verie, destrece dame, ma fedire folie, d'amour mespale. Nis ne m'adoit blame, se la tort mi faunie, amour scuide servie. Ne me seu fier. Amours de félonie vous vorez prouver. Toli m'ave le vie et mort sans défier. L'âme ave fait en serme joie spérie. Celle qui joue en prie me fait d'autre espérer. Plus belle que image, celle que je vous dis, mais tant à vil courage, annoius et failli, qu'elle fait tout aussi qu'on le louve sauvage, qui des lustes embuscade, très le poyur ali.
Isot beleib all eine da mit Sorgen und mit Leide. Sie begunde ihr schwere beide Lahn an den gnädigen Christ, der gehulfig in der Noten ist.
Jesu
was sie zum Münster kommen und hätte ihr Ambet vernommen mit inniglicher Mutte.
Oh,
Tugendhafte Christ windschaffen, als ein Ärmel ist.
Alleluia,
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 hätte Tristan und Isotte überwunden ihre Sorge und ihre Not und waren aber des Hofes wohl. Der Hof war aber ihr ehrenvoll.
Gaîté de la tour, car disons pour les mires, Dieu vous voye. Pour son passé jour, dame et signor, et la revente en broye. Oh, ce stritur e ce caprisa moia. Hive, 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 or svege him on la chambre di gioia. Hive, hive, tromane, lauda chi magherà. Se salvo l'onore au creatur, e sto tutt' amo droio, mi feiste giur già me gugur, ne pesant se na proio. Hive, 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 out in la montoya hire je m'asse get adieu toute voie.
In diesem blinden leide besande mark so beide neffe Tristan min Fraue Isot. Nehmet einander an die Hand und ruhmet mir Hof und Land. Soll mir Leid von ü geschehen, das ihn will ich hören noch sehen.
Mut est le terre dure sans Ève et sans humour. Où des mises me curent, mais n'y querai nul jour fruit, ne feuille ne flot. Cesse bien temps et mesure, et raisons et droitures. Que l'y rende sans mour.
End of part two of the medieval Tristan and Isolde, with ending with Isolde's ordeal. And we do have one more final section from this performance by the Boston Camerata.
The piece is The Death of Isolde. First, L'Isolaus Luis, and following that, the epilogue. This is Anne Azema in the first piece and Andrea von Hahn in the second.
Thank you. Tumas finesis unescrit, a tus amans saludidit, ave eram pulsant grand cum furt, en contre change, en contre tourt, en contre peine contre tes engins d'amour.
And that finishes as much as we have time for from this Boston Camerata production of Tristan and Isolde. By the way, the role of Tristan, Henri Ledroit, and Anne Azéma sang the role of Isolde. And the narration you heard was by the very famous André von Rahm, who was one of the founders and surely one of the fantastic players in the Studio der Führung Musik. Again, this recording was made way back in 1989. The performance took place in the late 1980s.
We want to thank you so much for joining us today here on Continuum, and we certainly look forward to playing some wonderful early music for you again next week. Stay well.